Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Grant and Danny. We're live on The Fan all over D.C., 106.7, and in Richmond, AM 910, FM 105.1. You can watch the show on our 106.7 The Fan YouTube channel. We're streaming live each and every day. So what's up, chat? Thank you for being a part of this program. However you're checking us out, Odyssey app, wherever you go, take it with you. Make sure it is downloaded. A lot of ways to listen to the program. It's time for our double play. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports. Driven to you by your local Washington area Honda dealers. Danny, stop in for a great deal on the rugged and capable Honda Pilot. Contact your local Washington area Honda dealers today.
Before we left yesterday, GP, you said, what are you up to tonight? All right. And I told you I was playing some pickup basketball, and he said, predict the stat line. So I did. I was joking around, and I kind of, you know, gave a mock one. But I actually thought to myself, why don't I try to remember this? Why don't I chronicle it? So I did. In between, we played four games last night from 8 to 10, which is a lot of running. For
full court, half court.
Full court. So it's in elementary school, so it's not your big full distance, and it was 4-on-4.
You play to 11?
Yeah. Okay. So it's not one of them things where it's like a full real high school court with like space between the three-point line and out-of-bounds line. There's some grace allowed there. But 4-on-4, and so it's not the full, you know, as I said, it's not the full. I'm still exhausted, though. Sore, tired, etc. So I kept track, if you want some of the numbers from last night.
I would love them.
So what I do in between the games, as I'm getting water, drying my face off with my microfiber towel, I put it in my phone just to say, I'm pretty sure I got these right, so I'm going to do my best. First game was a scuffle.
Okay.
2 out of 9.
Shooting?
From the field. Yeah. 0 3-balls.
Oh,
all right. These are bricks. I was off. It was terrible. You know, after one, I missed badly. One of my teammates was like, it's okay, keep shooting. I'm like, I don't know if I should do that at this point. Just not feeling good. I made 2 breakaway layups, like one off a steal and one where a teammate found me. I missed another bunny, like not shooting well. I'm like, all right, let's get everyone else involved. Let's figure it out. So very bad shooting start. Really worried it was going to be the entire night. Game 2, for whatever reason, saved the evening.
Okay.
I'm not kidding you. I'm not just saying this to hype myself up. All right. Yeah. So it's me and some other guys in our 40s and early 50s playing some pickup basketball, whatever. 7 out of 8.
Okay.
4 threes.
Okay.
In this second game, I scored all 11 points for the team. So we win. We go to 11. I had 11. The other team had less than 11.
All 11.
I had all 11.
How good was this team?
We won the game. I mean, we won. We were pretty good. I got hot. All I got a little scorching. So now, one terrible game, one really, really good game. Obviously, go 7 for 8. That's pretty good. Game 3, got started to get a little tired. 4 out of 9, hit a couple twos, a.k.a. threes, 3 balls, right? And the third game ended up with the game winner, but was 5 for 11, missed a couple chances to win it, but ended up sinking one to knock it down. Overall in the night, 18 out of 37, rough approximate. Decent shooting night, 48%.
We'll take it.
But that first game was tough. Yeah. But the second game made up for it. So that's what I did last night.
It's so funny. You've got your own stats from your pickup basketball.
Yeah, now there. I don't know, like, assists. There's so many turnovers in there, like passes where I'm like, ah, shoot, man, okay. I almost, but like, you know.
Is there a website where we can track your numbers?
No, I don't think we're posting it up.
You're not doing
no,
that?
No, week one, I was
when does the
atrocious.
All 22, all the all 10 come out so I can watch it?
I should do some video. I should, like, just put my phone up and, like, get a possession or two and share it with the group. I'll do that next time. Actually, I have to ask all these guys if they consent to having a chair. They may not want it. There's a lot of elbow pads and a lot of...
Isn't it just sweaty old guys?
Yeah. I mean, it's mostly... So of this group, and I'm joking around, I'm one of the 2 or 3 oldest guys that are there. Mostly upper 30s and right around 40 for this group. But all former ball players, all pretty decent.
I think shooting close to 50%, knocking down some threes, having a game where you scored every point.
Yeah.
I'd feel really good about that night.
I honestly feel pretty good because that second game happened. I mean, that was, if I'm being honest, really impressive.
Oh, no.
I'm fired up.
I'm kidding. But it was really impressive.
Are you?
No, I mean, it was really impressive. It was. Yeah. I mean, I got hot and
lit it up.
Even if I wanted to touch the rim, I couldn't. You know what I mean? It was just bottoms. Sorry. Throwing them up there.
Grant and Danny on the Fan, coming your way as the show continues. Top of the hour, we're giving away tickets to the HF Festival ahead of the Beltway Blitz. At 5 o'clock today, we are tackling the NFC East. So make sure you're listening at that time for the latest in the Cowboys, Giants, Eagles. We'll look ahead to Week 3 in the NFL. And at 6 o'clock tonight, we got the Caps 50 Fest tickets for you. That's the Third Eye Blind show with all the current and former Capitals showing up to celebrate 50 years of Capitals hockey. Everybody in town who likes hockey is going to try to get there. We've got tickets exclusively all week long on Grant and Daniel. We'll give two away at 6 o'clock tonight. You're listening to The Fan.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.